Ugo Nicolas's dream came true just last Wednesday afternoon when he unlocked the mailbox at his apartment complex.
A letter. I'm going to go ahead and open it. Dear Hugo, I am pleased to offer you admission to the University of Oregon for the fall 2013 term.
Ugo, who's from Salem, will be going to the U of O. He is one of the first in the state to take advantage of the new tuition equity law. Young, undocumented immigrants who graduate from Oregon high schools can now pay in-state tuition for the first time if they show intent to become citizens. A year ago, Ugo became part of the Federal Deferred Action Program, under which some young immigrants can't be deported. That also shows his intent to become a citizen. But the $500 to enter the program wasn't easy to find.
The only way we could afford it, my parents worked minimum wage jobs. What they did was that they sold their car.
Ugo is the kind of kid you'd expect to go to a four-year college. A police and fire cadet, 3.6 grade point average, ROTC commander. He even won a high school essay contest. But his parents brought him here from Veracruz, Mexico, when he was 11. In high school, he didn't think he'd be able to make it past community college. U of O in-state tuition is $8,500. But for Ugo, it would have been over $27,000. The out-of-state rate. Still, he never considered returning to Mexico.
If I would have gone back to Mexico, it would have been like running away from my problems. When I was in high school, I realized how hard it was going to be for me to go to school, or impossible. And, you know, I wanted to make sure that maybe that was not going to be the case for me, but maybe I could make it happen for people younger than me.
This year, tuition equity was one of the most controversial issues faced by the Oregon legislature. Representative Michael Dembro championed the bill during the floor session, saying the state has already invested in these kids.
Many have lived here virtually their entire lives. They did not choose to come here. They were brought here. They have no other country to go to, but they have plenty to offer this state. Unfortunately, they've become the collateral damage of this country's immigration debate.
Backers predict only 38 undocumented young people in Oregon will take advantage of the program this fall and next, so state costs should be minimal. But State Senator Doug Whitsitt argued that those figures are not credible and costs will be significant.
There's as many as 210,000 undocumented aliens in the state of Oregon. This number of people is about equal to the entire population of Eugene, Springfield. And colleagues, we are being asked to believe that a city the size of Eugene, Springfield would offer up only 38 children to seven universities.
Oregon University System Chancellor Melody Rose says that number should increase to 100 in 2 years' time, but contends it's still an economic win for the state.
Students who gain a college degree over the course of their life more than pay for the cost of that degree in their own income, in contributions to the tax system, and, of course, in avoiding social services that they might otherwise access.
And she says these students won't be eligible for federal or state aid, and $8,500 is still a lot of money.
Cost is a barrier to all low-income students, regardless of documentation status. Students in the United States are growing increasingly price-sensitive, so it shouldn't surprise us that undocumented students on the lower end of the economic spectrum would find a real barrier there.
So even with in-state tuition, Ugo didn't think he was going to a four-year school. Then, this summer, he got a call from a mentor of his, an Oregon judge.
He asked to have dinner with my parents and ourselves, and after that, him and his wife said that they wanted to pay for my education. And the University of Oregon was, like, way beyond my dreams. But once he said that, you know, I was, like, my dreams were in a hold, and now, you know, I have that chance.
Ugo plans to study economics and Chinese and maybe pursue a law degree. In Salem, I'm Jacob Lewin for KLCC.